Okay. It's never enough, never enough, never enough. That fits the topic today, because what we're talking about is Measure X in the city of Santa Cruz, which is an attempt to raise another tax because the city of Santa Cruz never has enough, which fits the song, which is by The Cure, and maybe we can find a cure for the city of Santa Cruz never having enough. Anyway, my guests today are Mayor Mike Rotkin from the city of Santa Cruz. I have Chris Reyes, and I don't know who that guy is at the other end. That's Steve Hartman.
You like my chair?
I do. It's very comfortable. Okay, so we are talking about Measure X, and the way we decided we were going to do this is each side is going to get a two-minute opening, and Mayor Rotkin decided he would start first with his two-minute opening, and then Mr. Hartman would follow, and at the end of the show, we'll have Mr. Hartman have a two-minute close, and Rotkin can get the last word. So go ahead, Mayor Rotkin.
Wait a minute. He gets the first word and the last. Sounds like progressive government right here in the talk studio.
Okay, Steve, we're going to let Mayor Rotkin start with his two-minute opening on why people should be supporting Measure X.
Actually, I'm going to start by just describing Measure X. The most cities around the country and in California charge a franchise fee to businesses that operate within their city, providing utilities like PG&E, telephone company, things like that. And we've been doing that in the city of Santa Cruz since the 60s, and including charging the utilities that are run by the city, the water department, the sewer system, and the garbage collection. And that's a 3% tax on the water, 3% tax on it was a fee, actually, fee on water, fee on sewer, and a 12% fee on garbage collection. And the Jarvis Gann Tax Association, a conservative anti-tax group, basically took the city of Fresno and some other cities to court for these kinds of franchise fees. And they made the argument that where it's okay to charge them to private utilities, you should not be able to charge a franchise fee for operating in the city to your own utilities. And as a result of that, they won that tax struggle because of Proposition 218 that said you can't charge fees except for direct service. And so basically the city of Santa Cruz has now been forced to stop charging those fees. Those fees have raised the last year about $2.9 million for the city of Santa Cruz for our general fund. That's a huge hit to the general fund if we don't have those fees. So we've decided to present the taxpayers with an opportunity to simply replace the existing fee that everybody's been paying since the 1960s by changing the fee into a tax. So Measure X is a ballot measure that will be coming. People will be voting on this through the mail at home and have an opportunity to basically replace the fee that's existed since the 60s with a tax at the same percentage that's existed all that time. This is not a new tax. It's not a tax to try and solve the city's budget problems. It's basically trying to fill in from a fee that's been taken away from the city. And our argument is basically that whereas people might not want to pay new taxes, this is not a new tax. This is a tax simply replacing an existing fee. And without it, the city's going to be in serious financial problems.
Okay, Mr. Hartman, you get 2 minutes for your opening statement.
Thank you very much, Mr. Host. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard the biggest crock of bull I have ever heard in my life. The first thing is, it is not the Jarvis Gann people. It is HJTA.org, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Number two, this fee that Mr. Rotkin talks about was supposed to end, as far as collections go, July 1st, 1997. This city has been stealing your money for 8 full years. Let me say that again. This city has been stealing your money for 8 full years. The reason you aren't getting refunds right this minute is because when Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association filed suit and won, they had not requested refunds to the taxpayers. But you can. You can file for the last 3 years of the illegal monies that this city has been taking from you. And if the city doesn't pay you off, I have a fine attorney that will come to your rescue in the form of a class action lawsuit. Number two. The reason the fee was illegal is because the city took the money and didn't put it back into water, sewage, and garbage. Instead, they spent it on social programs. Had they shown that they had taken that money and put it directly back into those municipal utilities, they could have kept collecting the fee. Now, take a look at your roads in Santa Cruz today. Your public works. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, they want to take some of the garbage money and put it into public works for infrastructure repair and build up. I got 10 seconds left.
You got, well, 10 seconds.
Please go back in the archives of the Santa Cruz Sentinel and take a look at what Mr. Rutkin said about our roads. Not only does he care about fixing them, but $0 this year have been allotted in the budget for road repairs, as per the Santa Cruz Sentinel. It's going to be hot today, folks. I'm ticked.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Hartman. I'm going to let Chris Reyes introduce himself.
Hello, my name is Chris Reyes. I'm one of the founders of the Locally Owned Business Alliance of Santa Cruz. I'm also Community Relations Director for the Santa Cruz Seaside Company, as well as Chair of the City's Parks and Recreation Commission. And I'm proud to join what is quite a deep and broad-based community organizations and individuals, people with a lot of experience being involved in the community at a variety of levels in support of Yes on Measure X on August 30th. And for more information about Yes on Measure X, visit www.yesonmeasurex.com.
Okay, so now we're going to get into the good part. First of all, Mayor Rockin, you can confirm this for me, but it will be a mail-in ballot.
Right, this will be mailed to people's homes. You look in the mail for this. Don't treat this as junk mail, whether you're for it or against it. It's coming in the mail, and people should look at this thing and cast their ballot on this issue.
And that will be August 1st when those ballots will be going out.
They'll start to go out then, and they'll be, you know, probably spread over the first several days of the month, and then people will have most of the month to actually cast their ballot. They can decide when they want to send it back, but after August 30th, they will have missed their chance.
Okay, and as you mentioned before, the purpose of this is to create a new tax to be imposed on municipal utilities.
To replace an existing fee, yes.
Can I interrupt? What fee? There is no fee. That fee has been abandoned. Has it not? Did you not quit collecting it the 1st of July?
That's correct.
So, replacing the fee, if I get a bill for August, there won't be any fee on there, right?
That's right.
So you're going to be raising me from finally getting that tax savings that I've been waiting for 20 years. Finally, I get a break. And you've decided, no, it's your money, so you're going to take that little tiny tax break away from me and keep it for yourself? Why, you greedy mayor!
We're going to replace a fee that's been in place since the 1960s. It's not something people haven't seen on their bills every month, or in case, since in Santa Cruz, it's every other month.
Actually, we've never seen it on our bills. It was incorporated into the bill, was it not?
It was listed as a fee on the bill for the last 40-plus years. Yes.
Boy, I've been looking for it. I couldn't see it.
I want to cut in here and just because you've been, this is directed to Mayor Rutkin, just because the city has been collecting it for 40 years doesn't really mean anything other than that it's been deemed illegal now. And the fee has really been illegal since 1997. And what I'm waiting for from the city of Santa Cruz is to actually get an apology to the people out there for the city of Santa Cruz illegally collecting such a fee.
It's not illegal until the courts determine it to be illegal, and that's what happened in this Fresno case that just happened late this spring, and that's why the city stopped collecting the fee the first month we had a chance to change our bills, which is July.
Which, ladies and gentlemen, please forgive me for interrupting again.
Mr. Hartman,
but what
right
this
ahead.
Means is that nothing you read in your California Constitution has to be abided by your local government. They can be in direct violation of the California Constitution and say, screw you, you go to court and make us prove that we have to stop collecting it. And I find that outrageous.
Which, if I can respond, is to say, in California, like in most states in this country, the constitutions get interpreted not by Steve Hartman, but by the court system. And so we waited for a court determination, not Steve Hartman's views on this matter. Thank you very much.
Mr. Hartman, before you respond, let me say one thing. There was a similar case, I believe it was in 2002, and it was Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association versus City of Roseville, which was the same thing. And I noticed even in, I believe it was the city manager's memo back in May, that stated that that case was about this issue, and the Fresno case reiterated it. So why was it that you had to wait for a second case in order to say, okay, we're breaking the law?
The Roseville case didn't make it to the Supreme Court because it got decided at a lower level by a settlement, which so therefore it was not a precedent-setting case.
It was a published case
right,
in the appellate court.
In the end, it is precedent.
It is precedent. You'd be false in making such a statement.
I wonder whether it makes a lot of sense, but, you know, I'll leave it to you guys to make your arguments, whether we want to fight this battle over what happened in the past in these cases or whether the issue is, was it appropriate in general for the city to collect this tax over most of these years, whether up till 96 or last July, you can take your fight. But whether the city of Santa Cruz, let's go back to the basic principle here, that cities charge franchise fees to companies that come in and use their streets, use the telephone poles, make access to the public in our community. And in that situation, we are basically charging the same kind of a fee that we would charge to a private company. And the irony for me of the Prop 218 decision is it's perfectly fine to charge the franchise fee against a private company, but somehow if the city's running that utility, it's all wrong. Please explain the logic of that to me.
Certainly. You are not the city. You are my representative as a city of the, as a citizen of the city of Santa Cruz. It would be stupid of me to give you a profit for me. Basically, what that 5% fee is a profit for the city. You aren't supposed to be able to profit off of me because I am you.
The reason they charge the franchise fee is so that basically the city general fund, not that you made a mistake when you said before that we're supposed to put the money back into the utilities.
Your fee would still be legal.
The purpose of a franchise fee is to basically pay back the general fund for the cost of having a city operation. And whether the city decides to put that money into the streets, put that money into public safety, put that money into social services, whatever the city council, and we can disagree about what the city council should or shouldn't spend its money on, but the money goes into the city's general fund for spending, and that's what you're charging a franchise fee to a company that comes into your town and uses your resources to make operating the business. And why? It doesn't cost us any less on the general fund expenses to have the operation run by a city utility, like the city picking up your garbage, than if it's done by waste management. So why is it okay for the county of Santa Cruz to charge a franchise fee to waste management, but it's not okay for the city of Santa Cruz to charge a franchise fee against the garbage collection system being run by the city? There's no profit being made by the city. The city doesn't make a profit.
The city does make a profit.
It makes a loss.
The city makes a profit for its nonprofits. What I said before was, if your fee for water, your 5% fee for water was going back into water, you would still be able to collect it. If your fee that you collect the 5% for garbage was going directly back into garbage, you would still be legally authorized to collect your fee. The problem with the court was, is you weren't putting it back into those operations. You were stealing it for other things, nonprofits specifically. So the people like Cynthia Matthews and Don Lane and all the rest of the nonprofit gurus around here could continue to get paychecks in this city at my expense.
Steve, just let me explain again. When the county of Santa Cruz charges the same kind of a franchise fee against waste management that collects their garbage, they don't put that money back into waste management, back into the garbage collection operation. They put that money into whatever they decide to spend it in the county general fund. And it's totally up to the county whether they want to spend that money on nonprofits, on fixing their streets, on whatever
the county spends its money on.
I'm
going to have to cut in.
And there's just one difference between waste management and the city of Santa Cruz. If waste management comes and gets your garbage, that's voluntary on your part to sign up with them. You don't have to sign up with waste management. You can choose to take your own garbage to the dump. In the city of Santa Cruz, this is a mandatory fee, it's a mandatory tax, and it should be dumped by the people of this community.
Okay, let me give out these phone numbers. Folks, you're listening to the Nick at Noon show, and we have a spirited debate going on here about Measure X for the city of Santa Cruz. And if you want to get in and call and ask some questions here or make some statements, those numbers are 479-1080, 477-1340, and fax is 475-2967. And Chris Reyes has been in the middle of this and not able to make a comment. And I'm going to give him a chance to say, do you want to add some comments on this?
Who says radio is an entertainment, huh? You know, we're talking a lot about the merits of fees and how they're charged and what they're paid for and the California Constitution, but little of this, if any, has anything to do with what Measure X is and why Measure X is important. Measure X is simply trying to ensure the continuation of $2.5 million in funds annually for the city of Santa Cruz. Those are important funds for things like fire, police, parks and recreation, and additional city services. And I think the citizens of Santa Cruz value those services and don't want to see those funding levels decrease to dangerous levels. And so Measure X is important for that reason.
Okay. Well, I'm still having a problem with this in lieu franchise fee discussion that was going on between Mr. Hartman and Mayor Rodkin is that my belief was that the purpose of an in lieu franchise fee for or a franchise fee for somebody like PG&E or Waste Management is because the streets are getting abused.
See.
From this corporation that's providing the franchises. That's providing the utilities. And thus, that money is supposed to get used to maintain the streets. That was the premise of it. But now I'm hearing different. Now I'm hearing that the city's entitled to earn some money off the profit of fees because this is now a municipal utility in order to make a profit to be used for other things other than repairing the streets.
Start your slide.
Yes.
I didn't want to interrupt you. As I said, whether the county is charging this kind of a franchise fee to Waste Management or whether the city now no longer able to charge a fee but has to do it in the form of a tax is charging it against our own utility, basically the political entity that's charging that fee gets to decide what they want to spend that money on. And they have to decide what are the priorities of the city and whether the highest priority, for example, public safety is a big issue. One of the issues that causes problems when you have garbage trucks running around the city, when you have trucks out there digging up the street to for the water mains that break occasionally or the sewer mains that have problems, is that you have public safety costs involved in that. You have other costs for the city. And I know Steve and I, and probably you, it sounds like, you know, at least Steve and I for sure, I know, I can be confident of this, disagree about the priorities of the city of Santa Cruz. But Steve can work to try and get some different city council elected. The city council decides what's the best way to spend its general fund money. Now, right now in the city of Santa Cruz, the single biggest use of city general fund money is for public safety, fire and police. Secondly, parks and recreation. A very small sliver of that goes to social programs. And, I mean, we're talking about a different order of magnitude, actually, in terms of what goes to public safety versus nonprofits that Steve doesn't like so much. But the issue here is the city gets general fund money because, you know, you're a company, you're coming into our town and you're using our facilities, our streets, as I said, our streets or whatever else. And because you use our streets or underneath of our streets, you pay us a franchise fee. Now, because of Prop 218, the courts have decided that cities can't charge those as fees because there's a very narrow definition in Proposition 218 about what you can charge a fee for. We have to translate that fee into a tax. Now, if you guys are successful and the voters don't give us that tax, then we're going to have to make $2.5 million of cuts in addition to the cuts we're already making, as Chris was explaining, in the city budget. And I think that's not a very wise decision for the citizens of Santa Cruz. They'll have to make that decision. It's not up to the council. But if you take a $2.5 million bite out of the city of Santa Cruz, you could end every social program. You'll still be making cuts in parks and recreation and public safety, which are the major areas where the general fund goes right now. You don't get to take $2.5 million out of the budget, end every social program if that would be the decision of the council. Unlikely, but if they did it, you still would have cuts to make in programs that I bet Steve supports.
But this is now going to bring us to another area that I've wanted to take this into, is this talk about cuts. And I've heard this so many times from governments. They talk about the need for having new fees and new taxes because they might have to make cuts. But then I'd noticed that when I look at the total budget of cities, that these total budgets increase each year beyond the rate of inflation. And that's where I have a problem. I understand that the concept of inflation, and thus you have to have an increase in order to accommodate for it, but city budgets are growing beyond the rate of inflation, and Santa Cruz is no exception for that. And in fact, Santa Cruz is gained a bonanza of money from property tax. Yet, once they get this extra money, they just blow it and then claim shortage again. Now, Chris wants to jump in on that.
Well, I'm certainly not the mayor. I know he has a lot more experience in that area than I do, but it is important to reiterate that over the last few years, as the budget has decreased, the city has already cut $7 million and 70 jobs. So the idea that the city is being fiscally irresponsible with its money, I don't think holds any water. The city is doing the best they can with the resources they can. Discretionary spending has been cut almost to the bare bones level. It's uncontrolled costs like workers' compensation, liability insurance, the same costs that businesses throughout the state of California and the United States are facing and seeing increase every year. If we lose on Measure X, if Measure X doesn't pass on August 30th, we'll have further and deeper cuts in important areas like police, fire. We already have a problem in Santa Cruz with party homes. That's something the city's worked to address. If neighbors have those kind of homes in their neighborhood, it's going to be much harder to have police respond to those problems at night when there's parties in the late hours. So it's important that people recognize what Measure X is and what it isn't. It's simply seeking to replace the $2.5 million that would be lost annually with the elimination of the franchise fee. It's nothing more.
The problem we have here is that you went away from my point on that the city is spending way beyond the cost of inflation. And
I'd be happy to respond to that if you like, just at least briefly, and
yes,
then get a chance to come back. Chris Dunn made the major point, but I'll fill it in a little bit, which is unfortunately the cost of doing city business go up faster than the rate of inflation. And that's because the biggest costs in city government at these points in terms of what's going up are costs for the retirement issues that have been charged by the PERS system in California, but more importantly by the insurance companies that are providing us with health care coverage and workers' comp kinds of issues. And so when you look at the cost of having a single employee, the same employee who's been around all along, let's say for the last 30 years, working in the parks department, cleaning up the parks and mowing the lawn and things like that, it's costing us now something like 30% more than it did even 10 years ago to have that employee do that work. It doesn't mean that employee's taking home 30% more pay or that they're being paid, you know, outrageously. What it means is the cost of providing the basic health plan that the same person would have had 30 years ago is 30% more expensive now than before. And so whereas the rate of inflation's been something like 1 or 2% over the last, let's say, 5 years, 3-4 years, each year, about 1% or 2% at the most, that's been going up. The cost of doing city business, like as in the private sector, has been going up much, much faster than that. We have made real cuts in the city of Santa Cruz. We have laid off police officers. There's 10 less positions authorized in the city right now than we had before. We've actually laid off parks workers. There's less people out there actually mowing the lawn. And that means that there's a speed up for all those city employees, and they're working harder to provide the same kind of service that they provide in the past. The city employees who work in the for the Parks Department, not in public safety, but in the Parks Department, haven't had a pay increase for 3 years. The fire and police have had some pay increases.
Well, there would have to have been pay increases because your budget keeps growing. The amount of revenue you have keeps growing.
Because it's not going to pay increases. It's going to these additional costs for providing the same health and benefit package that people have had in the past. That package has gotten very much more expensive. Unfortunately, that money is not going to the people who actually work for the city. It's not going to the city. It's not going to the citizens. It's going to insurance companies that are making out like bandits on the way this stuff operates.
Mr. Hartman, do you want to respond to these statements?
Well, now that I have my listenership properly agitated, I think we need to step back a minute and ask, whose fault is it that this city is losing so much money? We look at parking meters down on Beach Street that were bringing in $500,000 at the old rate, even at the increased rate. I think at the increased rate of $1 an hour, it would go to $500,000 a year. But the city has no problem wiping out 95 meters of the most prime beach parking in the entire state, if not the entire United States. It's funny to me that some place like Pier 39 can get $3.80 for the first 20 minutes of parking in a block concrete garage. But the city of Santa Cruz not interested with that $500,000 or raising the fees to pull in $1 million, doubling the price, or maybe even putting in double spaces so that large RVs could park for, say, $100 a night if they're fully self-contained right at the main beach. There's no interest in that. No, we got to give this to the bicycle lobby. And then, of course, there was the Navy ship that was miraculously wiped out in Santa Cruz, that brought tens of thousands of people to the beaches where they spent their money, that goes into the tax base. But no, let's give something to the Resource Center for Nonviolence Lobby. Let's run the Navy out of town. And of course, there was the Miss California pageant, who 20 years ago was bringing in $10 million worth of revenue per year to the businesses within our little community. But no, let's give something to the feminist lobby, and let's run them out of town. And of course, there were the jet ski races, there was the alcoholic volleyball races. Any smoker on the beach should be thrown out of the city. Let's ban smoking. And of course, let's ban beer on the beach. It's no wonder this city is losing millions of dollars a year, because who we have on this council are demagogue, utopian ideologists instead of sound, practical business people who want to do for our community first, okay, and not just suck up to.
I think I'm going to take some phone callers folks here, and then I got a lot of phone callers here. Let's see. I have, I think, Scott and Freedom.
Hi, yeah. Great show. Good to hear you, Steve. The main reason that so much money was being spent illegally all these years on social programs instead of the roads, et cetera, is because of the money involved in the social programs through grants. And as Steve was saying, through the profits for the nonprofits. I think Mike was talking about the Constitution. It's being violated daily. 98% of all child removals are illegal. But there's so much money in it. Contra Costa County, it's my home county. There's a huge class action lawsuit because the amount of grants, the money that they get is determined by how long the children and parents are separated. You know, it's outrageous. The psychological damage to separate a child from a parent for an hour is outrageous, let alone days and days on end.
Well, can you tie that,
Scott? Money involved, that's
Scott, can you tie that in with our topic here?
Yeah, it has to do with the social programs. That's why, I'm against this this city having any more power in money than it does. Look at the Parents Center. It would be vacant if it weren't for, the court-appointed anybody who's adopting a child, anybody, even the grandparents.
Okay? All right.
So
thank you, Scott.
It's a waste of money.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Mayor Rock, can you – or Chris, do you want to respond to that?
Well, I just want to kind of touch on some of the things Mr. Hartman said and the caller. We could spend a lot of time and a lot of energy and a lot of air to blame past council members and nonprofits and anyone under the sun for the problems currently facing the city, but that doesn't do anything to get us closer to a solution. Measure X is designed to ensure that our city does not face further budget cuts in important areas that are vital to people. So instead of spending time criticizing others for their actions, I think we ought to be focusing on how we can improve in the future. And one of the ways we can do that is by voting yes on Measure X on April 30th. There's a whole lot of other ways, like meaningful economic development and any other thing to ensure we have a sustainable city. But voting no on Measure X simply takes us back further. And I don't think that's a place the people of this community want to go.
Balderdash, no offense, Chris, but aside from a couple of two-year vacations, Mike Rotkin has sat on every one of those councils. Number two, it appears for the past several years that the economic engine of the city of Santa Cruz has been specifically taxation of the local residents, whether it be a utility tax or a franchise fee or a franchise tax or a Measure B. It's all about taking from those who can least afford to be taken. You work for the Seaside Company. I'll bet you know how much money you pull in for the city in admission taxes. Why are we taxing people who can't afford to pay, or even if they can, should not be taxed on the necessities of life, when we can tax people who have extra money for entertainment, such as raising the admissions tax to 10%?
Would the mayor be
open
to that?
Instead of the garbage tax to 19%.
Mayor, would you be open to raising the admissions tax as opposed to raising the sewer, water, and garbage, which really hits the locals hard?
Look, if it were up to me, there would only be one kind of tax. It would be a tax on people's incomes, and the people who could pay more would be able to pay it, and the people that didn't have the money wouldn't pay it. You might have some kind of a property tax. You wouldn't have any of these kinds of taxes. The problem is the state has stolen the property tax from the city of Santa Cruz. It used to be the case, very quickly, to go back before.
Now, hold on. That kind of statement I'm not going to allow you to get away with. The state has ripped off money from the cities, but the cities, through the redevelopment agencies, rip off monies from the state.
The problem
is
that
all's fair amongst thieves is really what it is.
Excuse me, but before Proposition 13 passed in 1978, City of Santa Cruz used to take, and the schools locally used to take, the lion's share of the property tax. Right now, the city gets 13% of the property tax.
And I'm not going to let you get away with just saying a percentage, because you're getting a very high dollar amount, which has gone up a lot.
But the problem we have is that, whereas in the past, and that's 13% if the state doesn't steal additional money from us, which they have, the state of California over the last 11 years has taken $268 million, think about that number for a minute, from Santa Cruz County. We're the second smallest county in the state. $268 million from water boards, school boards.
And how much has the city taken from the state via redevelopment agencies, which is now going to use toward a Sal's Tannery Art Center, which is going to cost $44 million?
Well, again, you're going off on complete tangents here. The issue comes down to, and again,
well, how much
talking
does the state cost the city instead of talking about the county? How much does
because,
it cost the city?
That's because what we're dealing with. Cities are not allowed to pass income taxes in California, because the property tax, which used to be the basis, when you balance out what redevelopment does versus what happened from Prop 13, believe me, cities are much worse off for property tax than we were before Prop 13 passed. Even Steve won't argue against that, I'm sure.
Okay.
And the reality is,
Steve will argue with you on just about everything.
I've got to take a commercial.
I'd like a chance to respond, but the state government basically is taking that money, so we have no choice but to pass a bunch of taxes, which are often regressive, that are difficult taxes. But if the citizens in this community want to have the services that they do, they're going to have to pay for them somehow.
Okay. Hey, Mayor, I got to take a commercial break here, and we'll come back in just a minute here.
In 1946, Big Creek Lumber began milling redwood trees grown on their coastal property. They introduced selective timber harvesting as an alternative to clear cutting. Today, the McCrary family is still managing their forests for this century and the next. Big Creek was the first wood products company operating in a redwood forest to be awarded the well-managed forest certification by the Forest Conservation Program of Scientific Certification Systems. Big Creek also received green certification from the Forest Stewardship Council for the responsible forestry they practice. And there's more. The California Department of Forestry has commended Big Creek for outstanding contributions to forestry in California. And the Department of Fish and Game commends Big Creek for outstanding wildlife conservation achievement. Big Creek also provides hatchery facilities for the Salmon and Trout Project and offers sites for recreation and research by scientists and students. The McCrary family is still managing our forests for this century and the next. Big Creek Lumber is growing redwoods for the future. Visit us on the web at www.big-creek.com. There's no doubt about it. Happy pets make people happy. And Callie's Whole Pets in Santa Cruz has been in the business of keeping pets happy since 1928. Callie's Whole Pets is an independent, family-owned pet store dedicated to creating healthy pet buddies by providing the highest quality, least processed, most flavorful, and naturally processed foods and treats on the market. That's right, the best ingredients create the best pet buddies. Be a buddy to your pet. Discover Callie's Whole Pets in Santa Cruz. You'll meet a staff dedicated to providing the best pet care products available. And many of these products are from small, uniquely dedicated makers. Happy pets do make people happy. Keep your buddy happy and healthy. Discover Callie's Whole Pets at 2801 Soquel Avenue in Santa Cruz. And hey, be sure and bring your pet buddy.
Okay, we're back here with the Nick at Noon Show at KOMY 1340, and we're talking about Measure X in the city of Santa Cruz. And I got to take a lot of callers here to catch up a little bit on, and I got Margaret in Santa Cruz.
Hi. Parks and Rec general staff worker that I know earns $4,300 a month, and I don't think our cops make that kind of money. That's a general staff worker.
They make that much, for sure.
With the price of homes and the property taxes, this town should be streets should be paved in gold rather than painting the artiste whoop-de-doo art on our crosswalks.
Excuse me, but no city employee that works in the Parks Department other than perhaps the Parks Director makes that much money. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. And look, we lost the Miss California contest.
I mean, your first fact is simply a wrong fact. It's not the case. Nobody in the
city
Parks Department.
What does she earn then? You don't even know. So you don't know what you're talking about.
Ma'am, let Mayor Rotkin respond. Do you have an idea on how much they do make?
They make half that amount. I mean, most of them make, you know.
You're talking $2,000 a month.
If the person had been there 30 years, they wouldn't be making more than $3,000 a month.
Well, I'll send you her pay stub then.
Okay.
As far as the Miss California contest, you know, what do you get? Women council members, you know, these women don't wear supportive bras. They don't wear makeup. They sport dry, graying hair. And
well, we're going off on there on Margaret. I'm going to take another caller. Thank you. I don't want to go off too much.
Actually, I'm sure the two city council members would be deeply insulted by this assumption that somebody knows what they wear in their underwear.
Well, let me try Tom in Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, my question is very simple, so please focus like a laser beam and answer it as simply as possible.
I'll do my best.
The courts have determined that since 1997, you guys have been stealing our money. Why are you guys going to make us jump through 16,000 hoops and file lawsuits in order to get it back? Why don't you just cut a check to everybody that you've been ripping off for all these years?
Good question.
Because I like that guy.
The court did not require us to make that payment. We would be idiots to spend money on something that we're not required to spend. We're trying to, like, defend the interests of the citizens in Santa Cruz in terms of the services they want to have provided. If the courts require us to pay that money back, we'd pay it back. If they don't, why would we possibly give that away? It would be really silly, wouldn't it?
How about from a moral standpoint?
Is that correct?
I mean, I've noticed that we have this discussion about Raytech that is pulling some employees out, and a fellow council member of yours made the comment that it was immoral that the company was pulling out some of its employees here, and he made a comment it was immoral. Well, isn't...
That comment was idiotic, okay?
Okay. I can't defend that statement.
That happens all the time at the city council.
But it's like, you know, there's seven city council members with different views. You can't hold the whole city council responsible for the conduct of one council member.
Mr. Hartman?
You know, there's another thing with regards to these nonprofits that I want to touch on.
Briefly on that. I'm trying to stay on topic.
The University of California, specifically the Community Studies Department, needs those nonprofits to funnel its students through so they can learn all about community studies. Isn't that true?
It's actually the other way around, but I mean, the
community. Do you not have community studies students in mass working in local nonprofits for field study?
Absolutely, but that's not.
So if those nonprofits weren't there, then the field study wouldn't be available to them, would it?
Well, if the nonprofits weren't providing the social services, then you wouldn't need to train students to do that kind of work.
I'm going
to
cut in on this topic.
Basically, what I want to get across is that
I got to stop
through the money that the nonprofits are taking. We are actually helping fund UCSC, which has plenty of its own
money. Let me just say, the nonprofit budget for the city of Santa Cruz is about $1.4 million. We have a $168 million budget. To focus on $1.4 million versus $168 million is a real misstatement of where the city resources are.
Well, Mike, if you took that $1.4 million
plus the money, I'm going to tell you both to stop right
now. Let me finish my point, please. If you take that $1.4 million and you add the amount of money you could get from those 95 parking spaces just in the summertime, you'd have your $2.5 million and you wouldn't have to run this tax in the first place.
And then another
caller. Let me just say one quickly first. Then you wouldn't have social programs that feed senior citizens in this community, that provide child care for people, and a range of different direct services
Mayor,
that people want
to
have in
the
town.
I've got to move on. I'm taking another caller here. I have Bruce in Brookdale.
Hello, Mayor.
Hi, Bruce.
I knew you get paid for being mayor. Do you have a job on the side?
Yes, I teach at the university.
Okay, what's your combined income?
It's probably combined about $70,000.
What's the median income in this county?
It's above mine, but I don't know what it is.
The median income?
Why don't you know what it is?
Why should I know what the median income
is? Why should you know
is?
What it is? Are you kidding? Why should you know what the median income is? You're the mayor. Okay. Now, my point is this. You complain about the cost of health care going up. Does it occur to you that the cost of health care for the people that pay your salary is going up, too?
Sure.
Okay, actually, thank you, Bruce, for that call. And it's a point that I actually wanted to bring up here. And it's what the city is doing is, and has been doing for a long time, is that they say their costs have gone up. And then the city says, in order to make these costs, we will have to raise taxes of some sort. And the problem that I always have is the only person making a sacrifice is the working people of the community because of the type of taxes that the cities always go for because that's their biggest bang. It's these sales taxes, it's the property taxes, it's these taxes on utilities, which are the biggest bang. They generate the big money. Now, the thing is that I've noticed is, and this is a so-called progressive community, is that the only people that really end up making the sacrifice is the working people.
Let me respond. You know, if people want to make the argument, which is a totally reasonable argument to make, that the city should have more economic development, which Steve made earlier, more economic development, and not pass a bunch of new taxes as a way of raising revenue, you know, that's a not unreasonable argument. And it comes down to a particular tax that's put in front of people and say, like, do you want to pay a new tax, or would you rather see some services cut if that's the choice? And it's a hard choice, and sometimes people have to decide. For example, Steve, among others, put a ballot measure in front of the citizens about the utility tax, and the citizens decided against what Steve wanted that they were willing to pay an additional utility tax rather than see some services cut in that situation. The citizens got to vote on the question of whether they were interested or not in having a quarter-cent sales tax added for a five-year period. And somebody might make an argument, and I might even join him at this point, that said, like, you know, before the city passes some new tax, it ought to, like, try and find a way to raise more revenue by developing a hotel complex and so forth. But what we're talking about in Measure X is whether the city should stop collecting, in effect, a fee that it's been collecting since the 60s, not some new
but
tax.
But it's an illegal fee, so I would the wording you're using is deceiving.
But whether this fee that they had collected before, which now is illegal to collect, let's be clear about that, illegal to collect it as a fee, whether the citizens would be willing, and this is the question in Measure X, to pass a tax that replaces most, not all, but most of the money that had been collected by that fee in the past, and whether they're willing to do that rather than see the cut in the services that's been supported by that fee since the 1960s. That's the choice that's in front of people. Now, you want to make an argument, don't pass a new tax, find another way to raise money, cut the services. That's a different kind of an argument. But whether we should stop doing something that, in effect, we've been doing since the 60s because the court requires that you can't do it as a fee. So we said, okay, so we'll stop doing that as a fee.
Mayor,
and now
the citizens get a chance to vote on whether they want to replace it with a tax. I cannot accept that kind of argument. The way you're doing that is you're saying that if slavery was found to be illegal, then because we've been doing it for 100 years, we just need to put something on the ballot in order to justify legalizing slavery.
People have been paying a certain amount of money.
Illegally.
Up until 96, you'll agree, not illegally, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Up until 96, by anybody's measure, not illegally. And then there's a period between 1996 and this past spring when the question was in doubt. Whatever the numbers in there in the middle, during that period, there's disagreement. Some people think it was illegal. Some people think it was not illegal. In the end, the courts actually made a determination that had bearing directly on the city of Santa Cruz. We had no choice but to stop collecting that fee. And now the issue is, should we or should we not find a way to replace that money that's been paid by those the same people, the same percentages they were paying before in the city of Santa Cruz? Should they simply replace that fee with a tax that collects the same percentage on their utility bills as they've been paying before? And that's something the citizens get to decide. It's not up to the city council to impose that on anybody.
Fair enough.
Citizens get a chance to vote on whether they would rather take a $2.5 million hit in city services.
Which you have already cut out of this budget.
Right, and which we will replace.
And have you laid anybody off doing this $2.5 million?
We haven't made those cuts yet. Those cuts will require, we have passed a budget that's a continuation budget at this point. If we have to make, we're looking at about $1.5 million in other cuts, having nothing to do with this issue, that the city's going to have to make in September. And we didn't start making those cuts because we need to know in September, are we making $1.5 million in cuts, or are we making 1.5 plus 2.5, or about $4 million in cuts?
Chris, quick.
And that's the decision to make in September.
I just want to add, you know, I had no idea when we got here we were going to talk about so much about the past. But Measure X, again, is about the future. It's about ensuring that we have adequate and appropriate levels of services for the citizens of our community. I think the citizens of our community value those services. And the great part about this whole debate is the citizens of this community get to decide. And I hope the citizens of this community will check out www.yesonmeasurex.com sometime between now and the election. Look at the broad-based support this measure has. Read about it and understand that it's important for the future of this community and has nothing to do with the past.
Steve, quick response.
Yeah, I think...
Quick.
One of the things we've been hearing about is cuts to police, fire, public works, et cetera, et cetera. The California Constitution also has another section. It's in Article 13. It's Section 35, where it determines that local government's highest priority shall be for public safety. In a ruling 3 years ago in the Santa Cruz courts, when the city sued me and dragged me into court, Judge McAdams ruled, A, that Santa Cruzans are entitled to essential police, fire, public works, and street maintenance, and B, in his minute order, he noted for the city and the city attorney, his order said, the court advises the law requires police, fire, and public works to be fully funded. All of these city council members have found ways to redirect your money in other places, and every single tax issue that comes on the ballot in the city of Santa Cruz, they will use extortion to threaten your public safety to make it less adequate because they want to take your money. And not only is that wrong, I think it is also against the penal code to do it.
Okay, well,
do I get a quick response?
Yeah, you got to make it about 10 seconds.
It'll be quick. How ironic. The law is everything. You guys have been breaking the law. Steve just took that very question to court and got his butt kicked. He was wrong. The courts did not agree with his interpretation.
Oh, wait a minute. Well.
That's what just happened.
There are other talk show hosts.
Wait a minute here. We're going to run out of time. I just want to make a statement. There, you did have conflicting judge opinions here. From Judge McAdams and from Judge Danner.
Right now, Steve just took this very question to court, and he lost in court. They told him he had no, that he was wrong, and that the city of Santa Cruz has a right to make its own determinations about how it spends its general fund.
Okay, I'm turning you guys off for a second now, because I have to give each one of you closing statements, and I'm going to have to make it about a minute. Okay. So, Steve?
Mayor Rotkin is correct. I just lost on that case, something that you have not heard about in the Santa Cruz Sentinel. You know, there was a previous talk show host here who talked about the corruption in the local courts. I refused to believe it. Judge Danner was my judge. I am going to reconsider what that former talk show host said. What I want you people to do is call up your Santa Cruz Sentinel and demand to know exactly what the issues were in that court case of last week that you have not read about, and judge for yourselves as to whether you got a raw deal or not. The only other thing I would ask of you is to stay tuned, because there's going to be more on this issue. Thank you very much.
Well, Steve had 5 more seconds, but the closing statement is going to come from Mayor Rotkin. You got a minute.
As I stated at the beginning, and I'll just state it within the 60 seconds I got or the 50 seconds left, the citizens of Santa Cruz have been paying a franchise fee since the mid-60s, over 40 years, and because of court decisions, right or wrong, the city can no longer collect that fee. We're now asking the citizens of Santa Cruz not to pass a new tax, tax which maybe should have been better raised in other money that should be raised in other ways, not a new tax, but a new tax that simply replaces the same fee that they've been paying in the past, the same percentage fee in the past. All we're doing is asking people to keep the same commitment they've had over a long period of time to keep city services funded. Those city services are essential to people. That money is going to go primarily, more than anything else, to public safety, secondly to parks and recreation, beyond that to public works. A very small percentage of it's going to end up in social services. That's the smallest piece of the city budget that exists. The real money is going to end up going to things that all of us care about in the city, and we hope people will vote yes on Measure X when that ballot appears at your home. Thank you.
Okay, well, I want to thank my 3 guests. It was Mayor Rotkin from the city of Santa Cruz.
Thanks for inviting us.
Chris Reyes. And that other guy, Steve Hartman, on over there. Now, I got about 40 seconds left for me to make some comments. And what I do want is definitely for the people of City of Santa Cruz to vote, participate in this. This is your chance to come out, whether you are in favor or against having an increase in your utilities, your municipal utilities. And it is important to get a big...